Okay, quick review of the facts on this bar. So we're talking about galus or meklat. So if you kill someone by accident, so to speak, then you're chayav to go to galus. Okay, so you're chayav to guard against killing him. And if you don't, then it ends up leading to its death, since you're chayav galus. But it depends on there are certain conditions. You can't be too narrow. If you're flagrant, it's called the karav lemezid, then you don't deserve galus. You don't get the kapara. Galus is a kapara for you. So if it's too negligent, too flagrant, then it's karav lemezid and there's no galus. So on the opposite side of the coin, if it's totally like a freak accident, then it's karav lanos. It's like an accident, totally not your responsibility. What are you supposed to do? It's crazy. How am I supposed to know about that? Now, everyone agrees that if I was trying to throw the... At least everyone, for our purposes. If I was trying to throw a ball or a weapon or a knife or a gun or whatever it is to the right, and it somehow this crazy slips out of my hand and goes to the left, totally, like, if that's a crazy freak accident, then you're popped. You don't go to Gauss. That's Krav Lanos. Okay? If you remember, there were some Rishonim who did Krav Mason, but whatever, we forgot about them. So that's Krav Lanos. So... That's fine. The question is, what about if you're trying to throw it short, 2 amas, and it goes far? What about that? Do you say that's also equally karav lanos, or do you say no? That's considered shogeg. You can reason from left to right to short long. Okay. So basically, we said is like this. We said there's 2 ways to understand the halacha of why. Why right, left, your father? One way is because that's like a crazy occurrence. You're chayav to guard against the normal that dangers in your action. But if you're throwing it right and it goes left, that's just a crazy thing. Right? That's a total slip. Like a pitcher is pitching the ball and it goes behind them. I mean, things like that happen, but we're supposed to be careful. Maybe that's going to happen. That's crazy. So that's why that's karav lanos. It's a totally fluke, and no responsibility to be guarding against that. But if you say that, if you're trying to throw it short and it goes long, so that's quantity. And quantity is the kind of thing that man makes mistakes about very often. It's very hard to judge quantities and to measure quantities, to be precise about quantities. So you're trying to throw it close and it goes far, you're trying to throw it far, it goes close. That's really understandable that a person's going to make a mistake like that. And therefore, when you throw something in a direction where there's a person, and it's a deadly weapon, you got to be careful. And if you don't, that's a slip, and that's a shogeg. That's your fault. And therefore, you got to go for that. So far, so good. That's one side. Okay? The other way to look at it is a little bit more conceptually, over the right left. Is the right left, it's not just because it's a crazy thing, but it's because part of the action, I was doing an action of throwing it to the right. That's a certain type of an action of throwing the ball. The throwing means imparting a force in a certain direction. I was throwing it right. Throwing it left is a different action. I wasn't doing that action. So the action which killed him is throwing it left. But I didn't do that. I was throwing it right. I was doing a totally different thing. So my responsibility is on the results of the action which I was doing. So my action is an action of throwing it in a certain direction. So if it turns out a totally different action comes out, that's not my responsibility. My responsibility is limited to the outcomes of the action I was involved in. And in this framework, throwing the direction is a component of the action which I'm doing, and therefore it's a different action. With me? Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at it that way, then you could argue in a similar manner regarding quantity. Okay? Similar manner regarding quantity. Which is that although you don't say that throwing a thing 10 amas is one action, throwing a thing 11 amas is a different action, throwing a thing 12 amas is a different action, that you don't say. Right, left, that's a different action. But little quantities are it's the same action. But we said there is a quality of throwing something of a pass, of throwing something far, and of throwing something, of tossing it down nearby. We said one of them you're relocating it, like outside of your Dalet Amos. It's like you're relocating it to a different makom. And then there's the thing that's in the same makom, you're just moving it over a little bit. You're just moving it. It's a different action. Throwing it far and throwing it close are 2 different actions. Okay, and therefore we said that if you hold the reason you're positive from right left is because it's a different action, and you're only responsible for your action, then far close is also a different action. You are doing an action of throwing it close. You're responsible for the outcomes and the consequences of a close throw. But not a far throw, and vice versa. So if the reason why you're putter is not because it's crazy, but it's because conceptually that's not the action you were involved in. So then equally, close and far is also a different action. Close and far is a different action. Right?
Why can't you just argue like
that? And I'm just saying, if the reason why you're potter is because left and right are two different actions, then throwing it close and throwing it far are also two different actions, and therefore you're going to be right. Potter in that case also.
Should be.
You should be. And that's one. That's one side. That's the side of Rashi. But the other side, let's say Tosfos will argue, many times will say the reason why you're potter in left right is not because it's different action. I don't care if it's different action. It doesn't matter if it's different action. You're chayiv in all actions. The reason why you're potter in left right is because that's a fluke. That's a crazy thing. A person throws his right and it happens to go left is a crazy thing. It's totally unforeseeable. Things like that never happen. So that's why I'm potter. But if that's the case, and throwing it a little further, a little closer, I don't care. Call it a different action. Call it the same action. The point is it's a quantitative mistake. Quantitative mistakes happen all the time. So therefore, I'm going to be responsible in the case of the quantity of 2-4. You know what I mean? So that's the question. Is the reason why I put the right off the right because it's a crazy, crazy thing? Or is it because it's a different action? If it's a different action, then you can extend it to the 2 and 4. If it's because it's a crazy thing, then 2-4 isn't as crazy. It's a different situation. Right? Okay. So now we have, in the very same question, one further step. The Rambam. The Rambam also says your potter. But he holds its Karav L'Mezer. He holds its Karav L'Mezer on the opposite extreme. He says, you are a potter, but not because it's Karav L'Onis, and it's whatever, this different action, potter, it's, you're not responsible. On the contrary, it's total negligence in the case of 2-4, and you're potter from Galus because it's totally, you're too negligent. You don't deserve Galus. You don't deserve the Kapar of Galus. So in a certain sense, he's close to Rabbeinu Tam because... Closer to Rabbeinu Tam, because he doesn't buy saying it's like a different action or it's a different, you know, that whole thing of saying you're potter. But potter because it's a total, totally I'm not responsible. But on the other hand, he's not really Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you're chayv galus because it's shogeg. But the Rambam goes to the opposite side and says it's actually kavod lemezid and therefore you don't get galus. Right? So he's practically close to Rashi in that you don't get galus. But totally the opposite side. Karav Lanas versus Karav Meza. And the big difference is that, practically, my point this last time, is that if it's because he's Karav Lanas, he's off the hook. Totally free. If it's Karav Meza, then really the Gol Adam, the Avenger of the Blood, the relative, is allowed to kill him. So you don't get Galus because you don't deserve the Kapara of Galus. But unfortunately, you're on the line and you have to basically sit and guard yourself all forever because he's legally allowed to kill you. So it's a serious consequence. You don't say, oh, they're both potter from galus. It's a major difference. Major. But that's besides the point. I mean, the bottom line is so we have to understand the Rambam. I guess we could frame it as the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Tam, in that they're both not buying this thing that is Karav L'Onis. But do you say it's Karav L'Mezid or not? Right? So could we just get some, what's that final step? Regard, just in the simplest regard, versus the Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So what would you say? The Rambam would line up with whom? Rabbeinu Tam. Is that because Rashi learns, listen, 2 hours, 4 hours are different actions, and you're not responsible for different actions. It's an onus. It's a different action, and you're only responsible for your action, 2 hours. You're totally not responsible for anything outside of your action. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not true. Because it's reasonable to be concerned. The Rambam also says that's not true, it's reasonable to be concerned. Right? The Rambam and Tosfos both don't buy Rashi's argument, different action. Call it a different action all day, I don't care. Call it what you want. The bottom line is you gotta be worried about the fact that you're gonna throw it too far. Right? They both say that to Rashi, and they both say, how could you possibly let the guy off totally scot free? He threw it a little too far, that's, you gotta worry about that. They both say that. They argue about it and says, well, do you say that the guy, how far now do you go? Do you say the guy had to consider it and therefore he's shogeg? Or you say, no, the guy really had to consider that? That's crazy. The guy's negligent, totally negligent. It's kind of amazing. But that's where the machlokas is. It's like, how bad is it? And definitely it's not honest. They're both arguing that. You can't, they both don't buy Rashi's move. But how far do you go now? So now I ask you, within those two positions, which one do you see? Do you see Rabbeinu Tam or do you see the Rambam? Shogeg or negligent? So I would agree with Gil and Matt on this, is that on the surface, the Rambam is more reasonable. Because so based on this fact, assuming you don't buy Rashi, that it's a different action and different actions, you don't have to worry about. Assuming you don't buy that. So now basically it turns out, you're saying that you were throwing it a certain quantity, you were aiming for that quantity, but you know all good and well that these things are, no one's perfect in their aim, and these things are easy to misjudge, and a little slip and whatever, and you kill a guy. So you're just totally banking on the fact that you're going to have perfect aim. But that's crazy. That's totally negligent and flagrant. You can't throw a knife right near a guy's head and say, oh, I wasn't aiming for you, I was aiming for it to go right over your head. That's nuts. The guy's crazy. Right? The guy's crazy. No, I have very good aim. No one has perfect aim like that. You don't do that. You don't do that kind of thing. Right? So that's totally flagrant, you'd say, right? Correct?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, so now what? Now we have to defend the Rain of Tom. Why, in fact, is it? Once you don't buy Rashi, and you don't buy saying that I don't have to worry about different mice, you know, different mice, because it's a different definitive action, so now you say, I do have to, so now as the Rain of Tom, how do you get in the middle? It's almost like you kind of hear either extreme. But how do you get this thing in the middle to say that it's shogeg? Let me ask you a question. Would Rabbeinu Tam say, what do you think about this? If I'm aiming at 10 amas and it goes 11, would you think he'd also say it's shogeg? No. No. It would seem that this is the case, as we've been talking about before, this is the case of 2 and 4. That's the case Gemara has, right? Which we saw from Gemara previously, that there's a difference between 2 and 4. 2 and 4, obviously, or if I'm trying to throw it 100 feet and it goes 99 feet, right? There comes a point, quantity, you can't just say quantity is just a person has a right to have confidence in his quantities, and it seems to be the argument, even it would seem that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree with this line of reasoning in general, that quantity is crazy, and you can't judge like that, and therefore, Kavameza. It would just seem that the case of our Gemara, where he's talking about, is where it's 2 and 4. That's the case where Rabbeinu Tam is arguing that it's shogeg. But now the question is, if that's the case, so now, well, why? I mean, if he doesn't buy Rashi's reasoning that the different actions, and you don't have to worry about different actions. So then, like, where's the middle? You know, where's the room for the middle? Yeah, exactly. How do we define him? Let me. I was thinking also like Matt saying. Okay, so put it together. Maybe we'll be able to get it tight. But it's so the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam is. Let's talk about Rabbeinu Tam first before we talk about the Rambam. So because that's our question is what's the Rabbeinu Tam? It's like sounds like a middle position. Either you're saying is just quantity and it's kavod hameitzah, if that makes sense, or you're saying is no, the different actions. I don't have to worry about different actions. Like Rashi, what's the middle position? So Matt's saying is the Rabbeinu Tam holds like this. He realizes yes, they are different actions. They are different actions. 2 and 4 is a toss and a throw. They're different, right? They are different, but. Just because they're different doesn't mean that, oh, Rashi says you only have to worry about your action. You don't have to worry about anything else. You only have to be shomer against the consequence of your action. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Because it's true they're different actions, but what causes the change from one action to another one is quantity. It does cause caused by a little bit of extra oomph. And you make mistakes in quantity. So you have to be concerned that maybe your action of a toss is going to change into an action of a throw. Now, is it flagrant? No, it's not flagrant because you were doing a different action. Flagrant is where you're throwing a 10 and it goes 11. There's the exact same action. Your action is throwing it long and it's a throw and your throw ends up killing him. So you're doing an action, which is a dangerous action, and you're just banking on quantities. That's crazy. That's flagrant. That's definitely, everyone agrees that's Karl Mason. But here, your action is really a safe action. But it's just saying is you should have considered that maybe your safe action is going to turn into a dangerous action. Because what causes it is just a little of a quantitative addition. So that's a case of shogeg. In fact, that's similar to a case where I'm pushing a roller on my roof. And that may turn into killing. If I drop it, it kills. Well, that's the case of shogeg, where I'm doing an action which is safe, but it's one step away from becoming a different killing action, dangerous action. So that's the case of shogeg. Right? So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. There's three cases. There's two cases. If you're doing a different action, throwing it right, throwing it left, that's totally crazy that would ever turn into it. So then I'm totally about to, that's the kolonis. If I'm doing a different action of two amas and throw to four amas, it is a different action. And therefore, it's not totally crazy. But at the same time, I should have considered that maybe this action is going to turn into that action because it's just quantity. So that's a case of shogeg. And then there's a case where I'm throwing a 10 amas and it goes 11, where the action I'm doing itself is a dangerous action. I'm doing an action, I'm throwing it far, and the guy is far. So that's the Karvel Mezid, that's flagrant. That's flagrant, that's what Rantan's going to learn. But that's different than when you're throwing a 2 and it goes 4, because there the action that you're doing is safe. It's just that it lends itself to turning into a different action, which is dangerous. So that's called shogeg. Shogeg is you should have said maybe this action, although it's safe, it's reasonable this action is going to turn into a dangerous action, and that I have to worry about. But the 10 and 11, that's a dangerous action in the first place. Dangerous action is Karat Mameza. Right? And again, and left, right, that's a different action and it's totally unreasonable to even think of such a thing, so that's Karat. So many times is the full spectrum, all the cases. Right? So the Rambam, that's the Rain of Time. The Rambam, and this is the part maybe we could get, I was thinking this also, but maybe we could get, I'm not sure if we go further or not, but maybe the Rambam you're saying holds, he doesn't buy that as different action altogether. He says, look, right, left is a different action. But quantity is just quantity. And toss, throw, whatever, you're throwing the ball. Throwing 2 ounces, throwing 4 ounces, it's all just quantity. And therefore, when you throw the ball right, or the knife right, and the guy's right, that's a dangerous action. And now it's just quantity. So you're misjudging quantities, but you're doing dangerous action. That's Karvel Mezid. He doesn't buy the whole chiluk of Rashi. See, Rashi is saying there's two different actions. Rav Tam says, I agree there's two different actions, but you have to be concerned that maybe your action is going to turn into this, into a different action. Rav Amram says, no, there's no different actions altogether. It's just quantity. Quantity isn't different action. So it's the same exact action. So now you're doing dangerous actions, so it's Karvel Mezid. Right? So the question is like between Rav Tam and Rashi. Like Rashi, Rav Tam's Ram is: do you buy Rashi's chiluk that they're different actions? It just you hold you have to be worried about that, and therefore it's shogeg. Or Ram says no, it's altogether. It's not true. There's no such thing as it's not different actions. It's just quantity. Yeah. Okay. Good. So the man's saying a little better is that. That 2-4 we're saying is look, Rashi says, look, it's a different action you have to worry about. So the Rashi, so Rabbi Natan says, yeah, it's true, it's a different action, but you have to worry about it. You have to worry about it, says Shogeg. The Rambam says is that it's true tossing and throwing is a different action. And in football statistics or whatever, you could call it a different thing. But in the framework of Shemiras HaNefesh, of guarding life, is since it's a matter of quantity, since that difference comes about through quantity, and quantity is the kind of thing that you often err regarding. Therefore, it's not defined as different action. Whereas that difference doesn't register in the framework of Shmiras HaNefesh. Because of the fact Shmiras HaNefesh means you have to be careful. So that difference which may register in other frameworks doesn't, the Pasuk HaShel Tzadah is teaching you, that difference doesn't make a difference here. But throwing it right is throwing it right, period. You don't draw that distinction which you ordinarily would draw, which the Ram says because he has a limud, which excludes it from galus. I mean, that's I think is good. Rinan doesn't have a limud, so he just says, look, there's different actions, so you have to realize that. But the Ram has a limud. Hashem Tzadah has a limud which excludes this case. Why? Oh, because that case, he says, is teaching you that in this framework, you don't say that's a different action. Toss and throw might be different in certain way of looking at things, but not in this framework. In the framework of guarding life, that's it. You have to worry. Throwing right is throwing it right. You got to watch out for the guy. And you don't say that's a different action. Bottom line is you're throwing it in the direct, throwing a weapon in the direction of a guy who's a victim. That's the same thing. You don't go into the minutiae and defining it as a different action, tossing, throwing, you just forget it. You don't think about those things. That, it would be like if, for instance, in hunting, let's say you'd say there's a short range thing and then there's like a snipe. I don't know, whatever. Let's say two different actions. So it's true. In the game, in gamesmanship or whatever they call hunting, it's a different action. But that doesn't mean when you're shooting a guy or you're shooting near a person, it's not a different action. The bottom line is you're shooting his direction. And those differences, just because the difference matters in the games that you play or whatever, and it doesn't mean this can register in this framework. So what I'm saying, the post teach you in this framework, we don't define the action as a different action. Rather, you just say you're shooting in his direction. if we're responsible. Yeah, that's good. It's really interesting is how you get the whole picture of the same exact case, which on one side is Karav Lamas, Shogay, and Karav Mesut. You know, you see three different Rishonim, and you get the nice picture of how it all lines up. You know? It's interesting. All right, one thing we didn't do, but I want to move on from this, but one thing we didn't do is there is a side who says that even, you know, throwing left and right is Karav Mesut. It's hard to understand that. And that could be like what Avi, what you were saying, right? You said that once, is that once you're throwing a thing, that's dangerous, that's it. Throwing a weapon is all one thing, right? Something like that. Like once you're throwing it, action itself of throwing a weapon is dangerous, period. I don't care the direction, I don't care this. I mean, that's, I guess, you'd have to say. The Lima teaches you that direct throwing is throwing, that's it. And parting force to a weapon is all the same action. Similar point, you know, but direction and quantity are pure accidents. In this framework, and you're responsible, it's flagrant. Throwing a knife is dangerous, period. You know? I guess that's what he'd say. Yeah, okay. That was, I think, Reina Hanano, I think. Yeah. Okay, but let's move on. So the next thing the Gemara says is like this. It says, the Gemara has a case. Asher Yavo, this, the Gemara is pretty easy, the Tosfos is very difficult. Asher Yavo Esrei Bayar. Like the classic case that the Torah describes. This is on Zayin Amud Beis. It's like smack in the middle of the page. Or not smack, a little higher. It's Vasher Yavo. S is the last word on the line. It's like a third of the way down. S is the last word on the line. So the Pasuk's description of the case of Galus is like if you come upon your friend in a forest. Right? You're chopping wood in a forest. So who cares? Forest. Not a forest. Chopping wood? What's a forest? What's Yar teaching you? I mean, Torah doesn't have to tell you where you happen to be. Who really cares? Once you're chopping wood on the street in front of your house and whatever, what's Yar? So the Gemara learns out from there. It says, Ma Yar Rishos Lenizak Ula Mazik Likane Sham. Just like a forest is open property, anyone could go in a forest. The Nizak, the Mazik, who cares? Right, the killer, the victim, everyone has rishus to be there. It's a forest. Af kol rishus l'nizak l'mazik l'kanei sasham. So to every case of galus where yechayiv is only where both the murderer, if you want to call him that, or the killer, and the victim had rishus to enter. Okay, as opposed to
exclude private property.
If it's being done on a private property, on someone's, it's not clear who's Rashi. Look at Rashi, this is interesting. I've called Shiesh Rashus Lanizak Yatza Achatzer Shabahabayas. It excludes the case if it's the courtyard of the owner. If you're the owner of the courtyard, then bother. Who is the owner of the courtyard? Who? What?
The wood chopper.
Okay, that's option one.
The mazik.
That's the wood chopper. The nizak. The victim. That's also possible. Rashi is not very committal. It would seem to be not that it's... It would seem to not be it's not a third party. Now that is, seems to be funny to say. They say chatzar al-bayis means the chatzar of the... I mean, every chatzar is the al-bayis. I mean, it's a chatzar as opposed to a yar. But it seems to be he's like... It's not clear. For whatever reason, Rashi's not being committal here. Who is it? I mean, he should have said Chatzar Shal Nizak or Chatzar Shal Mazak. Right? Chatzar Shal Baal HaBayis is like as opposed to if it's the courtyard of the owner, if you're doing it in, if this action is taking place in the courtyard of the owner, yeah, but who's the owner? Which one? It's kind of strange how Rashi, he like specifically, it's almost like he holds it would be either way. Right? I mean, I don't know. It's strange that he doesn't commit. But that's what I would think. Maybe he means either way. It turns out it's a Mishnah. That's what the Meikivega says, Shenzi Tel. But it's the next Mishnah, on Chesem and Aleph. It says it openly, right? And it's the Gersa problem, exactly, and the problem I'm having a difficulty with. But it says... Look at this. It says like this. Hazorik Evan, let's read the Mishnah. Okay, Mishnah Chesem Aleph. Hazorik Evan Lashus Harab. So if you throw a rock in Lashus Harab, it's a gola. Okay, so you call us. All right, that's plain case. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, im Mishiyat Zalev and Midiado, Hotzi Abbas, Rosh of the Kibla, is a potter. If after you threw it, the victim sticks his head out in its path and is mekabel it. Funny lashon, accepts it, receives it.
Purposely?
But no, I don't think it means purposely, but it means like they're throwing it. You know, it's like kind of like it's like you're driving down the street and the guy opens the door into the middle of the street. It's like, what are you doing? You know, I'm driving the street. This is my street. I'm driving. You know, so I throw a ball, and then all of a sudden a guy pops his head out. So what am I supposed to do? A guy popped his head out. Right?
It's funny that that guy is going.
What?
It's funny that that guy is going.
He's going. No, then he says Potter. If he sticks his head out afterwards,
even
then you're Potter.
Even in
the normal case, where you throw into a rock and there's just a Rabban,
yeah,
and you kill someone?
Because Carver Mason is
in there? Oh, I understand. I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine. Let's leave that alone for now. Fine. So that's not really the case we're interested in. Hazarek as I have in lechatzero, right? So if you throw it into your chatzer, seemingly it means yours, your own chatzer. The harag, and you kill im yeshu shos lenizak likanes l'sham. If the nizak also had a right to come into your own your chatzer, the victim had a right to come into your chatzer. Gola, name golas. V'imav eno gola. But if he didn't have a right, if he was trespassing, and I kill him. So then he doesn't go. Then I don't go to Galus. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Shenem avashevel rebayar ma yar rishus l'nizak l'mazal l'kaneisham. Just like the forest, the rishus them both enter. Avkol rishus l'nizak l'mazal l'kaneisham yotze chotze shemal bayis she'ein rishus l'nizak l'kaneisham. Where the nizak doesn't have rishus to enter. Right. Notice that little parenthesis there has the word l'mazak. Rasha machakza. Rasha took it out because it's not really relevant to the case. The case is talking about where it's in your field, right? It's in your field, and you're thrown in your field, and he doesn't have Rashos, he's trespassing, and therefore you're exempt, right? But, I mean, yeah, right. But still the limud is, it has to be Rashos Lenizak Ulamazak. It's just that in this case in our Mishnah, what's relevant is it's excluding the case where the Nizak doesn't have Rishos. Okay, it's excluding that case. But what would you say would happen in a case where the Mazik didn't have Rishos? Let's say, for instance, I'm throwing a rock inside someone else's courtyard, his courtyard, and I hit him. Yeah, you could argue that that's going to be Karvel Mezid. In other words, if the Nizak is trespassing, so then I'll say it's Karvel Anas. But I could argue, I mean, it's not clear, but you could argue that if I am trespassing, if I break into somebody's house and I start throwing a rock around it, so then I'm Karvel Mezid. Maybe you could argue that. It's not clear. I mean, this Gemara's case is not that. This, at least the case in the Mishnah is not that. But you could argue that. Well, let's say he did have Rishos to enter, your Rishos. He's not trespassing. It's your Rishos, and then the Nizak has Rishos to enter. So then what do you see from this case? What's the halacha? He had Rishos to enter. So that's the case of Galus, right? Because it says that it's excluding the case where he didn't have Rishos to enter, right? But if he had Rishos to be there, so then it's Galus, right? So he says there's another case, another Gemara, which says that case is Karvel Mezid. Because if he had Rishos to go there, to come into your place, it's Karvel Mezid. So the Ramban says it depends. If he always had Rishos, so then it's Shogeg. But if you like now specifically, you told him you could come in right now, and then you do it, then it's Karvel Mezid. Because you should have been careful. You knew you told him to come right now, right? Right. But if it's just like a general idea that he has Rishos, so I should have thought maybe now he's going to be there. That's already like a shogeg. But if it's specifically I had knowledge that he was coming now, and I did it, then it would be Karvel Mezid. Okay, fine. But the point is, he's talking about, either way, they're talking about here the trespassing case, whereas the Nizak is the one who has, who's entering into the Mazik Rishos. And that's what I'm saying, is in the case where he didn't have Rishos, so then it's Karvanas. So that's what we're going to have to explain exactly. Right? Why is that Karvanas? It seems to be it's Karvanas, right? He didn't have Rishos to enter, it's Karvanas. So, why is it Karvanas? It's true, it's trespassing, but why is that Karvanas exactly? And that's the limud. Right? The limud is teaching us that. So we have to understand that, we have to define that. One question. I mean, I thought, it could be there's another, I forgot if there's a Rishon who says it, but it sounds like the case is it has to be the Rishos L'Nizak Ulamazik. It means they both have to have Rishos to enter. So if you have a flip case where the Mazik doesn't have Rishos to enter, it would seem that it's excluding that also, because that's not like a Yar. Right? So we could have to think about if that's also the case, right? Oh yeah, Tosis says that. I forget. Let's look at Tosis. I want to look at Tosis anyways, and I'll leave you to think about it. We have to define this question: what is the Svara saying that it's Karvanas in that case? What's you know, what's the Limud? And let's look at Tosis. He says, "Ma'ari Arshir Shosniz and Gmaz Lichanisham." This you'll see. This Tosis is very difficult. The end of it. The question: Mestama Kamoke Neima Ma'yar Makum Shomeid Sham Hamazik V'yesh Rishos L'Nizag Lios Sham. Oh no, he's not saying that. It's also, you'll say, this is just cryptic, that it's also, just like a yar, is a place where the mazik is standing, and the nizak has rishos to be there. Right? Which sounds like the same, exactly what it's saying, no? See, the mazik is standing, and the nizak has the right to be there. Vimken kasha, ditznana, zorik, evan, lishos, rab, mahari, ugola. Okay, so it says if you throw a rock and just run, you get galus. Umukila, the Gemara establishes the case. I think it actually asks you what you said, Matt. Is why don't you say that's just totally amazing? You're throwing a rock and it's just robbing, that's crazy. So it says, no, it's talking about where you're knocking down your wall. Okay, you're knocking down your wall into the Rosh Hashanah. And it's a case where you wouldn't think people would be there. It has a whole funny case. So it says, the question came to Tanah Zorgam, Rosh Hashanah, how are you gola? Umuki love is so kozlo, shuver shusov, harak and nizak, shuver shusarab. So it's talking about where you're in your rishas, and you're pushing your wall into the shusarab, and you kill him. So why don't you say that I'm in a place where the nizak doesn't have a right to be? I'm in my thing. So why don't you say that it should have to be a place where they both have rishas, and the nizak is in the place where the mazik is in my is where I am? This whole thing is very cryptic. What he's saying is, why don't you say, in that case, first of all, the mazik, the nizak, doesn't have a right to be where I am. In other words, he should be in my, the same place as me. I'm in my rishas, and he should have a right to, he has no right to be here. Right? He's standing in rishas rabim. So what would you say in that case? Just plain, in that case, I'm in Rishas Rab in my field, and I'm pushing it into the Rishas Rab. I'm Rishas Yachid in my own field, I'm pushing it into Rishas Rab. So you say, look, he has no Rishas to be in my Rishas. He should have a right to be where I am.
But isn't this the case of the guy standing in the Rishas Rab side of the fence?
Right, that's the problem. It sounds crazy. Because who cares where I am? We care about where he is. He's allowed to be where he is, and I'm pushing it into where he is. So who really cares where I am? Right? In other words, I'm in a place where he's not allowed to be. So, what does that have anything to do with it? Right? Hold on. But that's those answers. Yeshlomar, the Yolof Mine Makom Haka, Ella. This is so cryptic. You don't learn out from here the place of the heading. Ella Shiesh Rishlosh Shnehim L'Akev Bim Makom Haka. Rather, it's just that they both have Rishus to prevent in the Makam Haka.
Prevent what?
I don't know. it just doesn't read. I mean, I could try to translate, but I mean, it's not going to help. You know the words. It just doesn't make sense. The questions make sense. The answers make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's like, it's totally not understandable. Just plain reading the thing. I mean, you got a shot. It's only what he's talking about. But the one thing, it sounds like the whole thing doesn't really make, the question doesn't make sense. That's crazy. Why would I think you'd be potter? What's his question? I mean, his answer is harder to answer than his question. The answer is totally not understandable. But his question is the case, at least, you see, is what I'm standing in my rishos, pushing my thing into rishos harab. Now what? I should be potter there because he has no rishos to be here? Or because he's not in my location? Well, that sounds crazy. He's there, he has rishos to be, and I'm pushing it there. Still should have just answered straight. No, who cares? Who cares where you happen to be? We care about where you're pushing it. Where you push it, you both have rishos to be. That's just a problem, the whole thing. But he doesn't even say that. He says some convoluted thing. I don't think he says that. I don't even know. So, I mean, that's a problem. But I think we have to first understand the Gemara before we do Tosis. Because this is like, this is mamish one of these Tosis, which is, you know, sometimes you have to figure out the Svara in Tosis. I mean, here it's just totally, totally ununderstandable.